Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Who in here has been tight before? Financially, you've been tight, had some issues, every one of us. Who in here the Lord helped you through other people before? And you were kind of in a bad spot and you needed it. And don't you think, me too. Don't you thank God for that? If you're in a tight spot, in a bad spot, don't receive condemnation just because you're going through some things. But what are we talking about? What is this talking about? What kind of people, he said, withdraw yourself from? People who refuse to work. They've got opportunities and they won't take them. Keep reading. We command you in the name of our Lord Jesus that you withdraw yourselves. Now these are people, why would he have to tell you to withdraw yourself? These are people you are around. These are people you've been fellowshipping with. These may be some of your family. Elsewise, I mean, if somebody you never saw, he wouldn't have to tell you to withdraw yourself. Would this be easy? No. Would your flesh want to do this? Would they necessarily understand this? No. But are you commanded to do it? We haven't thought about these things enough, have we? We haven't looked at them enough. I've had people even tell me and send word to me, I don't agree with you saying, you know, your family's not first. Because they've heard me say it different times. Well, if your family's first, there's only one first place. If your family is first, God is not. I know people would like it more complex than that, but that's just how it is. Family is not first. Not for the committed child of God. The needs of family and the desires of family are not supposed to be first. God is supposed to be first. And what he tells you to do is supposed to be first. Above family. Above children. Above grandchildren. Above spouse. Did you hear me? And there's a whole lot of people, I'm talking about church going folk now. They do not believe that. They don't, no. Hey, now my family comes first. And I've got to do whatever it takes to take care of my family. What does that mean? What does that mean? You got to do whatever you got to do to take care of. What about what the Lord tells you to do with them? A lot of folk aren't even willing to hear it. They don't want to hear it. One of their kids cry out, need something, they're going to do it. If it costs them everything they got, they're going to do it. They won't even pray about it. And that's many times why the problem is going to continue and get worse and worse until some things happen you cannot fix. And you were part of the problem because you wouldn't do what the Lord told you to do. You kept trying to fix everything. You tried to be their provider, and you cannot be. You're not big enough. Did you hear me? And you actually rewarded them for rebellion. Are you listening? I've seen parents, even with little kids, their kids are pitching a temper tantrum, and they go buy them something new to try to hush them up. They're rewarding rebellion. What do you think you're going to get? A lot more rebellion. You know why kids and young people keep doing this kind of stupid, rebellious stuff? Because it works. If it never got any results, they'd quit doing it. Well, the Father God is not that way. He has never, nor will he ever, give in to rebellion. And he will not reward you for ignoring him. And he will not bless you for being lazy and not doing what he told you to do. He will never scoop you up and go, well, I know you didn't listen to me, and I know you've been lazy, and I know you just sinned big as you could, but I love you too much not to bless you, and I just have to bless you. Not going to happen. And if you really love them, you won't do it either. Am I reading scriptures?
Yes.
Are we commanded?
Yes.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, how much stronger could you say it? I command you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to do what? Withdraw yourself from every brother that walks disorderly and not after the tradition which he received of us. What tradition? Well, now, that's one reason I read you these previous scriptures. What did they see in how Paul lived when he first came until now? They saw a man who didn't ride anybody's coattail. Didn't they? They saw a man who worked night and day, who preached meetings at night and made tents in the daytime. Didn't they? And he went on to say, you'll see it further. He said, not because I didn't have a right for you to support me, but I needed to give you an example and show you how it's supposed to be done. Oh, can you see this?
Yes.
Is this important?
Yes.
He said that you withdraw yourself. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow us. For we behave not ourselves disorderly among you. And again, this word's also translated rebelliously. Neither did we eat any man's bread for nothing, but we wrought. Wrought means what? We worked. Somebody say we worked. We worked with labor and travail night and day that we might not be chargeable to any of you. He said, I didn't want any of you to have to pay all my bills. I didn't want to be a burden to any of you. People of faith are always like this. Now, that doesn't mean you don't know how to receive. Somebody want to sow something to you and the Lord deals with them too. That's not you asking for something. That's not you pulling on them. That's not you needing anything. That's God dealing with them and they sowing a seed and you need to receive it graciously and be thankful. He went on to say, not because we have not authority, but to make ourselves an example to you to follow us. For even when we were with you, how many know I'm still reading verse after verse here? This we commanded you. He says it again. We commanded you that if any would not work, neither should he eat. Have people practiced that verse? No, they have not. They have not. Parents gave jobs to their children to do. If they didn't do them, did they miss supper? What if you're a real Bible believer? There'd be some supper missing. Well, I'm hungry. Well, do your job. Do your job. I'm hungry. Well, my words were not enough, didn't make enough impression on you, apparently. So there's got to be something stronger for you to get it. Is this Bible or not?
Yes.
If you don't work,
don't eat.
Should not eat. Now, this is not talking about people that don't have a job. Would not work. Did you hear that phrase? Would not. Unwilling to. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly. He keeps using that word. And it has to do again with rebellion and with idleness. They walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now we're going to get into this a little bit more, if you can take it. I don't know how much further we can go. It's gotten pretty quiet a time or two already. What do you do when you do nothing all day? No, the answer is not nothing. People who won't work, who refuse to work and they do no work all day, what do you do then with yourself? You're going to do something. You want me to show you what you do? All right, hold your place right here and go over to 1 Timothy to the 5th chapter. The Bible tells us exactly what you do when you won't work. He talks about widows and who should be supported financially and who should not. And he talks about working in verse 8. That's where the verse is. If you don't provide for your own, denied the faith. And he goes on to say in verse 11, the younger widows, refuse. In other words, don't take them in. Don't put them on the roll to support them financially. Why? Because when they have begun to wax wanton against Christ, they will marry and they'll have damnation or condemnation because they've cast off their first faith. And withal, they learn to be idle. Somebody say idle. They're young. They're strong. They're smart. They got energy and ability. And the church is paying all their bills. And they got nothing to do all day. So what will they learn how to do? How to be idle and then do what else? Wander about from house to house and bother good folks that are working. Have you ever had somebody come bother you? They're doing nothing. And they think everybody's as bored as they are. And you're up to your eyes. This is one of Phyllis's least favorite things. I can't tell you the times we've had people call us and want to talk and want to sit on the phone and talk about nothing. Yeah. Nothing. I mean nothing. For an hour and a half and want you to act interested. And you got 49 things you were working on and another 150 that you got to get to. And because they do nothing all day, they think everybody else is as slothful as they are. And they just want to call and chat and just talk. Do you need anything? Nah, just thought I'd see what you're doing. Well, we got some stuff going on. Yeah, I'm sure you do. Let me tell you about the weeds in my garden. Them weeds, they just keep getting bigger and bigger. Why don't you get out there and get them out?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri, on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Thanks to God who gives me life.